There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
An Erios original.
Playcation!
Hey everybody, and this is Playcation. I'm Maria, and Amanda's in Hawaii. That's right, she's out on a real playcation, which is really a vacation. And we'll be listening. She's left us a little message that I'll be playing at the end of this, but we wish her the best time and hope that all is well over in Hawaii. So guys, let's get to our Twitter poll. We have a winner from our Mexico City playcation. Hold on, gotta get there. Not prepared. That's okay. Who is? Still getting there. Everyone just hold their horses. Okay, here we are. So which playcation would you rather take to Mexico City? The results are in. Amanda Lund's playcation wins with 60.4% of the votes, compared to mine, which is 39.6% of the votes. And Amanda will say this in her message, but it was a very, we had a lot of people having a hard time picking this week. And I think it's because we really did lean into our travel personalities, which I had foodie, Amanda had thrill seeker. And I think if you put the two together and you mush them up and you throw them in the air, that they become a star, that they become a bright shining star of a vacation. And that's maybe what, you know, we all should be doing when we're planning vacations, is we should be thinking, okay, what if I was a thrill seeker, what would I do? And then you pick like five things. And then you go, if I was a foodie, what would I do? And then you go, if I was a party boy, what would I do? And then you're able to pick from those things, because then you're not, it's like we're too scared to even look those things up at the beginning, because we go, we're not thrill seekers. I'd never take a hot air balloon ride. But then if you are a thrill seeker, then you can just have it on your list. And it's as easy to cross it off as it is to put a check mark by it, but at least it's on the list. So let's open our minds. I think that's what we're learning here. So let's just look at some of the comments here. Maggie Berg at Maggerdoodle says, I enjoyed Maria's story and how well she managed with her budget and found great foods. I also like that Amanda didn't get too wrapped up in her story this time. The adventure of hers was too good to pass up. I've always wanted to see the pyramids out there too. So yeah. Yeah. I think people really responded to our playcations. Let's see here. R. Flores at Becca Bree says, this was a tough one. Both trips sound great. I hope it's a tie. Well, your hopes became your disappointments, because it was not. Amanda Lund did win the vote. Ben Dammit at Darkler says, I voted Amanda, but truly agree that they both could be taken at the same time, and that works be perfect. And that works be perfect. I liked that. I don't think that was, I think that would, that works be perfect. I think that means it would be perfect, but I kind of like the saying that works be perfect. And then Stephanie pulled no punches at Book Fever 11 said 100% would go on Amanda's trip. And then Jodas Buds at Buds Jodas said, why do I choose Amanda's? Because 1 minute hot air balloon ride. Which is true. Amanda's, I believe that was a typo on the webpage for the hot air balloon company. Instead of 1 hour, they did say 1 minute, which, you know, it's, you know, who knows? I haven't taken it. Amanda hasn't really taken it. So who knows? It could be a 1 minute hot air balloon ride. And honestly, it's probably the safer way to do a hot air balloon ride. Also, what I think people really responded to, and this is from Adam GH at Adam_G_H, says, birth of the Playcation cinematic universe. And that's what a lot of people were saying, was because I brought, you know, Amanda's character Sandal and her lover Kara had murdered in cold blood that lighthouse keeper on Prince Edward Island in Amanda's story, that I did bring that story back to life in my Mexico City placation. And I think people really responded to the fact that this was now becoming a cinematic universe, that now, you know, this really did open the door for origin stories, you know, for spinoffs. You know, this is hopefully at the end of this summer series, we'll be able to do some sort of, you know, Placation Avengers, where, you know, all the characters, the poster will kind of be all the characters emerging from the flames, you know, the rubble of a city that they have destroyed by their own hand. So I'm glad people really responded to that. And I think we're opening ourselves up. And I think in next week's episode, which, if you guys missed it, is Amanda will not be there when I travel with the Web Crawlers girls to Namibia, Africa. That will be coming out on Tuesday. But there's a character coming at you for the Namibia episode that I think is going to be, you know, a real... It's, you know, the cinematic universe is opening up. I'll tell you that much. I will tell you that much. Not, I'm not saying like it's going to be related to anything we've done. I'm saying this new character is going to come up and emerge in a way. You know, that's what I'm hoping. And of course, we don't know. And it will just kind of be however you guys respond to it. But I'm just saying, like, in my mind, this character is really going to open a door to how cinematic this podcast can really get. So let's look at some emails here. This is from Julie. Hey, big ones. I was wondering if you guys have heard of a website called mapcrunch.com. It's essentially Google Maps, but instead of picking your location, the site picks a random street view to send you to. Also, if you don't want to go totally random, you can narrow your search down to certain countries. And I think you can even search a city. Oh, also, you can save a photo to a gallery when you find something really cool. Anyone can add and share to the site's gallery page. Okay, let me look at this. mapcrunch.com/gallery. Let's see what this is. Okay, so this is interesting. So I guess it just brings you to a random place and then you can kind of just save. It becomes like a photo board of places they've sent you to. And then here are a few examples of street views I've saved. And so she sent some. And this is one... Interesting. You know, I love Google Maps for this purpose. It really does, like, you can just be dropped in a random place and you can see a person with a blurred out face that was walking down the street that you had no idea existed, and all of a sudden, you know, you're seeing them walk down a street. Okay, here's a view of some people sitting on a picnic bench by what looks to be a lake. How do I know where this is? Now, can I... I don't know where this is, but they're at some sort of restaurant, but everyone's outside looking at the lake and they've got a cooler on the table and all of them have their phones out except for one guy who just has some tissues out in front of him. And then they all have these paper bags and then a big pot. Okay, yeah. So this is cool. So Julie continues, as you can see, sometimes the street view is literally someone's picnic. Hey, that's the one I just was talking about. Or the middle of the ocean. Anyway, this is endlessly thrilling to me and I hope it is for you too. As well, I think it could be a good way of getting the ball rolling when coming up with ideas for your destinations. Whoops, this email got long. It absolutely did not. Julie, it's like the shortest email I've ever seen. Bye, Julie. I love this. And I'm loving your guys' suggestions on different map websites because I know Maddie Kripe sent one. And then we just got this one from Julie. But there's so many cool just map games, map websites, and I love a map. I love a map that goes fill in what country this is, fill in the state capital. I love a map. I love a map puzzle. I love looking at a globe. I love scrolling a map. I think you can, you know, I'll shout it from the rooftops. I love looking at a map. Now, of course, I have been screaming at the top of my lungs for you guys to go write a review on Apple Podcasts. If you enjoy the podcast, please just run over to Apple Podcasts. It'll take literally 10 seconds, maybe 15. Just put in a 5-star, put in a quick grade. You don't even have to write anything. You could just be like subject H and then, you know, review I, and then it would be like saying hi. You know what I mean? Like, that's all you have to do. But it does help out a lot. Let's see here. Let's see if anyone... Okay, here's one. Love, love, love from Napgrass. Amanda and Maria are so funny. The guests are great. The conversations are always warm and have me laughing out loud. I've been binging for a few weeks now. And then it's got the face like with the blushed cheeks and the eyes all open. And then it's the neutral mouth. And that's so nice. Thank you. Love it. Says Jess 3333333. One of my favorite podcast. The hosts are so funny and it's always fun to think through the issues. Highly recommend. So these are great, and these sound a little more like they're four big ones regularly, but we'll take it. We'll take whatever. Well, guys, I'm gonna let Amanda finish up the episode here. And if there was like a buzzing in back of me for the entire episode, it's because I'm sitting next to a refrigerator. And thank you so much for listening. We'll see you on Tuesday when the Web Crawlers girls, Allie Siegel and Melissa Stetton, join me to go to Namibia, Africa. We have a really good time, a rip-roaring good time. If you don't know anything about Namibia, if you want to, you know, do some research before, it's so rich in history, and it's just beautiful. Go look at some pictures of it. It's just gorgeous. It's like desert. It's desert gorgeous. It's desert gorgeous. Namibia : desert gorgeous. All right, I'll leave you now with Amanda, and I'll see you next Tuesday on Playcation.
Aloha, Playcationers. This is Amanda here, and I'm phoning in from Maui, Hawaii. This week I left my Playcation universe and actually took a real vacation. I just got in today, which is yesterday, if you're listening to this on Friday. And let me tell you, traveling is crazy. I haven't been on a plane in a really long time, but, you know, I packed my carry-on, masked up, flew out of Long Beach because I was avoiding LAX, which I'm sure is crazy right now. And it was a good experience. And I got to say, this is going to shock you, but I flew Southwest. No assigned seats. I don't know what I was thinking. I guess I was trying to save a buck. But anyway, it ended up being fine. It wasn't a full flight. Matt, my husband, and I had a row all to ourselves. I was the aisle. He was the window. And our Kindle sat in the middle seat, and it was totally fine. It was nice to get back up in the air again. And then we did have to wait in a long line getting out of the Maui airport because today, normally you have to have a negative COVID test to come to Hawaii, but today they just announced is the first time that if you're fully vaccinated, you don't have to get a COVID test, but you still have to sign up in this kind of complicated computer system and upload your vaccine proof. And, you know, and then apparently we could have gotten some sort of wristband where we wouldn't have to wait in the line, but we didn't know that. So we ended up having to wait an hour at the Hawaii airport. But it's all good because now I'm just sitting here on a lanai looking out at the ocean, and it's so nice. Now, I'm sorry to miss this week, but I know you guys are going to have a blast with Maria and the Web Crawlers girls. And I just want to say I am going to go to Twitter right now and just take a look and see how these results played out. Okay, let's see. I see here I've come out ahead. And by the skin of my teeth, it's not a landslide. It's not by the skin of my teeth. I'd say it's a decent win, 60-39. But reading the comments, I realized this was a really difficult choice for people. And a lot of you agreed with me that actually the combination of the two trips would equal the perfect trip to Mexico City. So let's just see if there's anything interesting. I see my 1 minute hot air balloon ride got me a vote from Jody's Buds. Let's see. Yeah, Ben Dammit agrees with me that the trips should be combined. People appreciated that I didn't go whole hog on the story this week, and I just played it from the heart, planned a trip for Jan and Betty Ann. Now, Freeman says, I always vote for fun buns. Well, because fun buns. And now I don't, that doesn't seem fair. I think you should vote for whose trip you'd rather take. People liked, okay, I see Bone Morph, like the saxophonist with a secret. By the way, that was a Maria edition, so thank you, Maria. James, though, says that donut got my vote. And I believe, actually, for some reason, I'm blanking on the donut. Is this something Maria? Maria went to a bakery. She must have. But, you know, let's see. Anyone else have anything good to say here? Okay, Tina Sesselman. Maria convinced me with the food and the story with her MIL mother-in-law. It was a great episode, gals. People really like this episode, and we appreciate it. But anyway, I'm just going to take a real-life vacation over here. I honestly can't believe it. I don't have any big plans. I'd say that I am traveling on a comfort budget as a... What is it? A luxury lover. And my travel hiccup is... Oh, my... My travel hiccup is I forgot walking shoes, but that's okay. I'll make it work. And I hope you guys enjoy next week's episode, and I'll see you the week after that. Thanks for listening to Playcation.
Earios.
Powered by Acast.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.